Namaste. My name is Rui Simra. I'm an International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak how to spot lies. It's really a lot, no? How to find out who's lying. There exist science-proved methods to find that out. First, we should look why the person is lying, or why do we lie? Yes, we lie also. Be honest. No? If we would tell everything our spouse to think that this would be productive, imagine what will happen if we do so. No? So this means we have to cover up somehow. In a relationship, should we keep a secret or should we tell our secret directly to our partner? Maybe he will get hurt. So, or should we tell the truth immediately? Even it breaks the person. So you see, we are somehow forced to lie for some time to protect our friends, our family, and ourselves. And even we are against lying, we still cover it up. And that starts with our childhood. The truth hurts, everyone knows, and the truth always finds a way, regardless of how we cover it up. We can only postpone the truth and never suppress it for the whole time. In the meantime, we win time, and that is good so. Another approach is we lie to attempt to bridge our fantasies, how we wish to be, or what we really like. In average, we lie 10 to 200 times a day. This is a lot, no? When strangers meet each other, they lie 3 times within 10 minutes. For sure, we lie more to strangers than to co-workers. Extroverts lie more than introverts, makes sense. Men lie 8 times more to themselves as to other people, and women lie more to protect other people. Married couples lie 10% in every underlying action while they do it. Okay. So we are all lying. What is if we decide or to cheat a person to profit from that? No? Okay, a simple example, the corporation of the USA cheat $1 trillion every year. They even better than the organized crime. Okay. Then the next question we need to know how to cheat and decide. Okay. Find out what the people want and hungry for, and then sell dreams and deliver BS. Like the motivation speakers, stock market trader, you see it everywhere in the internet. No? Because everybody is willing to give you something, whatever they are hungry for. So if we like to prevent that, we should look for what we are hungry for and recognize these cheaters directly. There's this easy to get rich formula, to get healthy, to get thin, to become attractive, to become successful. It's all the time easy, too good to be true. Most of our as a motivation speaker, marketing experts use our humanness to cheat us. It is so. If we want to spot a lie, we need the reason why that person will be lying. No? The person likes to distance himself from that subject he lies about. Makes sense, no? Nothing to do. We have to communicate with this person to find out if he is lying. No? An honest person is likely cooperative, open, helpful to get the truth, provide detail. And this honest person withdraw, looking down, lower their voice, pause. If you ask a deceptive guy to tell the story, he brings too many details which nobody cares for, and he illogically tells their story, then ask, tell the story from back to forward. They can't. Or, this is typical, or the liar gets fast, furious, no? And then you change the subject, he's come again, then you go back to the subject, he's again very furious. Okay, easy, no? Because he doesn't want to be confronted with that subject. Okay, then he's lying. But we need evidence. So we ask uncomfortable questions, be curious, look for contradiction, confront that person. Look how he reacts. Are his emotions real and fitting to the situation? Still, remain polite, friendly. Be relaxed. And this is a successful formula from the best guy from the FBI or CIA who had done all the interviews with the criminals. All the time he remained polite, friendly, makes joke. And then he got the information and not put the guy under pressure. That is wrong because he will find that out. What is your intention? It should not. Should be an easy talk. Okay. What is about the body language and signals? When they lie, the muscle of the upper body contracts. You get fear, automatically you contract. No? Or a fake smile. It is a smile but is reduced for the lips. You don't smile with the eyes. Okay, then. Okay, he's getting nervous and you see this and shrugging their shoulders, head shakes, except expression of contempt. Because he wants to cover up his anger. One lip corner pulls up, and so the asynchron expression. Shift the blink rate. Or the other thing, if he wants to remember, he looks downward and not upwards. Upward is for the future, downward is for the past. Okay. Point their feet towards an exit that is making nearly every liar wrong. They all the time looking go out of the situation. And then they're pointing their feet dark in this direction. This is so easy to find out. They will put subjects between you and them. Their alter vocal tone so much lower. Normally, because I speak deep. No, I don't want that. And they like to speak faster. And be nervous. Okay. That was all. Thank you that I could speak about that, and bye.